And now it's time to say good morning to Morne Fahlhammer. Good morning, Morne.
Very good morning to you, Otto. And we're not going to be chatting about ferns this morning, but we are chatting about an indigenous shrub, which I think is often overlooked as a fantastic, useful alternative in one's garden when you're just looking to fill a space with something that is profusely flowering right throughout the year. And this morning we're chatting about Freilinia tropica. And as I was saying off air just now, the botanical name tropica doesn't really come to mind when we're talking about indigenous plants at all. So, interestingly enough, the plant itself is named after the botanist Pietro Lorenzo, and he was the last count of Freilinio in Italy, and that's where it gets its name from. But Freilinia tropica, also known as the blue honeybell bush, is indigenous to the northern parts of South Africa, Limpopo province, Mpumalanga. And it comes in two variants in terms of its flower color. The one is white and the other one is pale to dark blue, depending on the soil conditions. And the Freilinia is a shrub which grows to approximately 2 meters tall and sometimes as wide, but it can be trimmed into toperies or standards. And if you think in your mind of what a confetti bush looks like, a collionema, that's exactly the same type of dainty flowers that this shrub has. And when it flowers, which is right throughout the year, continuously in flushes, it is just one mass of either blue or white. And what is particularly, what I'm fond of with regards to Freilinia is that it has very small leaves. So the small flowers and the small leaves complement each other. It's a plant which is very much in proportion to itself. And often we find in other types of shrubs, you know, hibiscuses have large flowers and you know, they're very showy. But Freilinias are certainly very proportional. Now, they make excellent garden plants. They are preferred to be planted in a semi-shaded position, which means part of the day a little bit of shade, part of the day a little bit of sun, but not full sun here in the Cape. They tend to take a little bit of knock in the heat, the months that we get very, very hot, January and February, if they are in a full sun position. But they need to be kept moist at all times. So I wouldn't really put it in the a category of being a very water-wise plant. Once it's established, it'll certainly take care of itself, but it needs to be kept moist. You need to at least water it, a good watering once a week, to ensure that it's always looking good. Otherwise, it loses a little bit of its green, strong green color. It's almost got a bottle green foliage, which is really, really pretty. They make wonderful plants in the garden or in containers. And when I say in containers, because they clip so well and because they've got these small leaves, they can be toperized, they can be made into balls, they can be made into standards, or what we also known as lollipops, very, very easily. And that's what makes them really suited for any type of container on your patio. They require regular feeding just to keep up that flowering, because they flower so intensely. These Freilinias just keep on going, that if you just want to keep the plant strong at all times, it's very important to feed on a regular basis, at least every 6 to 8 weeks, with a good 315 type of formulation. They attract butterflies to your garden like you cannot believe. These little small flowers have an innate ability to just attract any butterfly which is in your immediate surrounds to the garden, because they come and obviously look for the nectar in the flowers themselves. And it's interesting, because there are so many flowers, the little butterfly will just go from one flower to another flower all the time. So if you are into trying to attract that type of diversity into your garden, then Freilinias are certainly one that you can put right at the top of the list. So pruning is not always required until the plant gets to full height. And when it does get to full height, I would suggest that you prune the plant at least once a year, but a really, really light haircut, just to sort of keep it nice and tight, ensuring that it doesn't get woody over a period of time, because a Freilinia does have a very long lifespan in your garden. So there we have it this morning, the blue honeybell bush, Freilinia tropica, easily available, a really good, versatile, indigenous plant that one can add to your garden's collection.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.